We are in a generation where we want everything to be fast. One of the hard truths about life is that success takes time.
So get it done.
You cannot mess around and play games with it. So what are you made of? What are you prepared to do? Will you finish what you start, or will you make excuses? What is it going to take?
Some days I win, but some days I don't. But each and every day I get back up and I move forward with my fists clenched.
Many people won't understand why you're grinding. They won't understand why you're attending masterminds and private workshops instead of partying all night long at the club. They're not going to understand that you know that short-term sacrifices lead to long-term prosperity.
I need you to live every day from this moment forth as if it's your last.
I'm in control here. I'm coming back. And I'll be stronger and better because of it.
It's never going to make sense. It's never going to be obvious. You're never going to walk out your door and see the obvious way that you want to go. And if you do, it's a trap. If you do go down the path that's already laid for you, it's going to take you to all the destinations that are already known.
The only thing keeping you from getting what you want, is the story you keep telling yourself about why you don't have it.
You want it, and you're going to go all out to have it. It's not going to be easy when you want to change. It's not easy. If it were in fact easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out. You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for. Take full responsibility for your life. Accept where you are and the responsibility that you're going to take yourself where you want to go.
And I fight with everything I've got to overcome those weaknesses and those shortfalls and those flaws as I strive to be just a little bit better today than I was yesterday.
Most people stop at failure. We've all failed at things. I'm going to continue to fail at stuff. It's the most powerful tool you can use, but it all depends on how you use it.
What would your future be like if you decided to want that which you desire so strongly that it prepares you past your fears? That you experience the fear, as the one book says, feel the fear and do it anyway.
I don't care if you gotta listen to me 1,000 times, I need you to get crystal clear about your future. Because the only reason why you are here, the only reason why you're alive, is because you have work to do. And you gotta figure out, why on earth are you here? What is your destiny?
And in that way, you will grow your influence to make an impact. In that way, you will honor all those who have gone before you, who have invested in you. Look in those unlikeliest places for wisdom. Enhance your life every day by seeking that wisdom and asking yourself every night, how am I living?
Never give up until, however long that is, step by step, piece by piece, book by book, word by word, apple by apple, walk around the block, go for it. Don't miss the chance to grow and resolve that you'll pay the price until you learn, change, grow.
You ask anybody who is a champion, and the difference between them and their opponent is they were more hungry for it.
Friedrich Nietzsche said, "Many are stubborn in pursuit of the path they have chosen, few in pursuit of the goal." And that's one of the things that really trips people up. But as Einstein said, if you want to live a happy life, tie it to a goal, not to people, not to things.
is never the result of a few lucky decisions, but is always a result of countless consistent decisions done over time. You're trying, but you don't see a lot of immediate life change. You tend to get frustrated, you get discouraged, and you often feel like quitting. Don't give up.
So we live in this perception of a perception of ourselves. Hence, my identity is made by what my parents think I should be. My identity is made up by what my college or university thinks I should achieve. Because maybe that just doesn't fit. And I think so many people feel that way today, that they don't fit.
Why are you where you are in your life? The choices that you have made have been because of what you believe to be true for yourself.
You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could. Tell me I can't do it. I will prove you wrong. I will show you that you're mistaken. You have chosen the wrong one to tell that they can't do something. I can't will thwart you, will stop you, will slow you down, will turn you around, and cause you to move backwards if you let it. But if you have the proper mindset, I can't will do nothing but make you that more determined to get to your goal.
There are times when anything that can happen will happen. Murphy's Law will be knocking at your door. I suggest to you that if you are facing a challenge, don't stop. Stay busy.
Championships aren't won in the theater of the arena. They're won in the thousands of hours in the training room, in the labs, in the 5 a.m. runs, when it's raining, when everyone else is sleeping. That's when it's won.
Be very specific when you write your goals and targets down. And don't get lost in the mechanics while you're writing them down. Set some big, giant targets. Be willing to be disappointed, dejected. Be willing to be come up short on your goals. Look, if I aim for the freaking moon, I might end up with the stars.
It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it? There are some times when things aren't going to go right. Things are going to happen to you. And the most important thing to do is to harness your will and let it go and move so you can grow, so you can get on with your life.
I'm fighting. I'm always fighting. I'm struggling and I'm scraping and kicking and clawing at those weaknesses. And I fight with everything I've got to overcome those weaknesses and those shortfalls and those flaws as I strive to be just a little bit better today than I was yesterday.